It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, I have two non-Eagles questions for you.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Elliot.
Well, I assume for me.
First is about the topic of today, but then also our next question, which has to do with that song right there. So first of all, Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design and find out how to win at 94wip.com/Mark's. It's so funny, slash, considering the yeah, show and all. Yeah. Are Bryce Harper's non-hustle moments a big deal? 57% say yes. Elliot, okay. Your thoughts on the topic.
So I'll be honest and say I don't get worked up about players not running hard to first base. I don't get worked up when they don't do it on outs. And I think last night Bryce thought he had a home run. He made a mistake, and that is unacceptable. But I've seen Jimmy Rollins like been dragged through the mud for years for not running to first. I see, to your point, other athletes. Zach Ertz for a whole year got ripped for that play against the Bengals where his effort was questioned. So while I don't get worked up about it, I completely understand why Bryce deserves a lot of criticism for this, because it's not one time, it's not two times, it's multiple times. And so if I were the Phillies, I think you probably have to bench him. I think you have to. Like, well, I don't
they're
personally.
Not going to.
I know
you
they're
know
not.
That, right?
But he's a repeat offender. He admitted he was in the wrong by apologizing. And there is no better message to send about not doing it again. Jimmy was benched for it. Like, other players have been benched for it. Bryce has done it repeatedly. It is what it is.
No.
Why?
Well, you just can't. You don't bench Bryce Harper because you haven't. First of all, you haven't done it with anyone else. And as far as Jimmy goes, Charlie Manuel. And the reason why his players loved him as much as he did, and why Jimmy never had an issue with it, is because Charlie would tell you, I have two rules, be on time and hustle. Like Charlie was very open about that. And when Charlie had to explain why he set Jimmy, he didn't sugarcoat it. He didn't try to do what Gabe did with Cesar Hernandez, right? Where you just lie and say, well, I sat him. And
you really
didn't tell Cesar that that's what you were doing. You just
one
shot
of the greatest moments ever,
yeah.
By the way. Yeah.
So, like, and more importantly, J-Roll would come out and be like, Skip was right. I got no problem with it.
Yeah.
Can't be late to the ballpark. Because I think he got benched for that too once. Can't be late to the ballpark, and I got to hustle.
But I actually don't think Bryce would be that upset about it. I think Bryce would understand. He didn't hustle. He's done it repeatedly, and he admitted that he did it. And I also think that going into the playoffs, this is a baseball team that makes a lot of mental errors, base running errors, right? So going into the playoffs, there's no better person to send a message with than Bryce.
You don't send messages with Bryce Harper.
But I think that's the best person to send messages with.
Listen. If this was that type of sport, I may be okay with that. If I felt like psychologically this wouldn't have a negative impact, this thing could become such a story, him benching Bryce Harper, that I don't think the positive will come out of it that we hope comes out of it.
Can I be honest with you? I think he had an opportunity, and I think he missed it.
Yep.
I would have pulled him off of first base, put somebody else on to run for him, and then
do it there. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
maybe
there
then.
You go.
At this point, it's like, I understand where you're coming from. I'm a big bench the guys thing, but I don't think it would work the way that you're hoping that it would work.
So, look, I can't predict the reaction, but I actually think Bryce will come out and say he understands why he was benched, and I do think it is sending a message to the rest of the team. If you bench Castellanos, or if you were to bench Trey Turner, I remember there was talks about benching Trey Turner, I just don't think it's the same as benching Bryce. Bryce would send a strong message. The hustling stuff, It has to stop with this. He's done it repeat times. If it was his first time or even his second time, then I'd be with you. But it's been time and time again where we've talked about this, and it's, well, they probably missed their moment. Well, they probably should have done it here. This is their chance. He apologized. He didn't talk after the game. They mm-hmm. have a strong lead in the division. Mm-hmm. You're going into the postseason. Bench the guy that sends the strongest message.
No.
I mean, I would
not
love
benching
it.
Bryce Harper.
I would love it.
But
I
Bryce is the guy you do bench.
No.
It's like, I was never in a locker room, but you hear repeatedly that the best way to send a message to the team, like Bill Belichick would be the hardest on Tom Brady, mm-hmm. and that made everybody else realize he wasn't messing around. Bryce should honestly be open to being benched, because I think there'd be a lot of positives to it. But Bryce is the person, when he clearly does not hustle again and again, and I agree, he is not somebody that I think of as someone that doesn't hustle. I do think of him as a hard worker. He does mm-hmm. run hard on the base path, but he's repeatedly done it. He just has flat out repeatedly done
it. Have other guys done it?
Not hustled out of the box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trey did.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think people don't do it as much as, well, this.
That's not my point. So my only point that I'm making is he hasn't benched anybody else for
but
it.
If you think it's a team-wide problem, not running hard out of the box, yeah. then Bryce is the best way to send that message.
You don't send messages.
I think you do.
Nope. I'm telling you, you don't. I don't believe in that. You don't bench your star NBA player. You don't bench your star baseball player. You don't bench your star football player for stuff like this. You're not benching the quarterback for the quarterback being late to the team playing. And we got to sit here and wait. Coach knows. Everybody knows what time the team playing is supposed to leave. If it was my ass that was late for the team playing, they would leave me here in Philadelphia. When Donovan's late for the team playing, you know what we do? We wait.
We're going to have to ask Donovan about
it. And you get a stern look and say, get here on time next week.
But the difference is...
And he still showed up late the next time.
Well, you can ask Five about that time.
We joke about it. We just know things... Same rules don't apply to everybody.
I agree with that, but I also think benching in baseball is used differently than it is in other sports. Benching somebody in football
because
is far
so
different.
Games.
Now,
yeah.
the better example, I guess, would be with a star quarterback is finding him and scolding him in front of the whole team. Mm-hmm. That would be, like, in baseball, there's so many games, benching happens somewhat frequently. Like, I don't think it would be as big of a deal. And frankly,
I'm not disciplining Joel Embiid.
But also to
send a message to the rest of my team.
I just don't think you can compare it to how players in other sports are treated because
sure
benching in baseball is more frequent and there's more games. It's not as big of
a deal. Benching $300 million players is more frequent.
But also $300 million players generally don't keep running.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Watch enough baseball games. Watch them.
All right, well, Bryce has done it enough times where it's an issue because you yourself have said that other players on the team are doing it. So clearly it is an issue on the team. And the best way to tell Boehm and Schwarber and all these other guys not to do it is to have the top guy benched and punished because
The best way to do it would have been to bench those guys when they did it.
But that's gone. And
well,
so I think that was a mistake.
So is this moment.
But you can't let bad decisions...
We're right here. Can I tell you? There's no way it's not happening.
You're not benching Bryce Harper?
Well, no, it's not who Rob Thompson is.
I agree that he's not going to bench him.
This needs to be a situation with JT Realmuto, Kyle Schwarber, mm-hmm. Nick Castellanos, Bryce Harper, where they all look each other in the face and we said, this is not who we are. But that's it.
It's been a full year of who they are.
I'm aware, but now it's noticed. I don't think it's been noticed before.
Yeah, okay.
To be honest with you, I think this is the first time that I think the Phillies are an organization that hears what's happening publicly. And I do think they hear this. Well, I think Bryce hears it.
For what it's worth, when he hears it, will react off it. But while I agree it's not who Rob Thompson is, and you're right, Ike, he had a chance to do it and hasn't, the way they've tried to correct this problem has not worked because it's still happening in the playoffs.
But I don't think they've
to
tried
begin.
To correct it, to be quite honest with you.
It's time to try to correct it.
But it's not. We keep going in these circles.
Yeah. We agree with you in theory. We're just telling you what's practical.
Yeah, I agree they're not going
to
bench
him. He is the wrong person to do it. It's not who Rob Thompson is.
Thompson's the wrong person to do it,
yes.
You're saying. Okay.
I don't think he's the right manager to do that. If that's the kind of manager that you want, it just doesn't seem like
he's hopefully he finds another way to fix the problem.
And they... to support or to piggyback off what you just said about with Rob Thompson, he practically praised him for admitting it. You think he's going to turn around and benching the next day?
I don't think he's going to be benched, to be clear. I'm saying the way they've tried to get Bryce to hustle out of the box all season has not worked because he's still not doing it.
Do
I think he'll do it in the playoffs? No, I don't.
Right.
I don't. But ultimately, this is a team that makes a lot of silly mental errors, and I think the best way to send a message that's not going to be tolerated is to have your best player sit for a game.
I think the best way to get rid of the silly mental errors is to have a different kind of manager.
That's true. That sets
the tone from the beginning.
But that's not changing.
Yeah, and by the way, it's...
Before the playoffs.
They have a bunch of players in general. Trey Turner is not a good shortstop. Nick Castellanos is a flighty kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Like, these are players. This is an atmosphere that is, I think, to their their detriment and to the positive. I think the way that they're loose and they get along and all those sorts of things are in part because they don't feel that sort of pressure.
I agree with that.
But what will happen, and this is a conversation for after the season, if they fail in the playoffs, Rob Thompson's going to get fired, and I believe that's what will happen. I'm not endorsing that.
No,
I like Rob Thompson.
Saying, yeah.
Rob Thompson will get fired because it is the only real move that they can make, and they will hire a different sort of manager. And that, because I agree with you, those mental errors are all over the place, but it is part of who they are. I don't think it is solvable with one move, like you're saying.
You might be right that it's too late. Like, it's too late that they've become a certain type of team. Because I agree, they have a very specific type of vibe about them. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if benching Bryce does enough to change all of it. I just know it keeps happening. So I'm down to try something different than how they've been trying.
All right. Before we get back to the Eagles, next question. We're doing 90 songs today.
I'm so bad at these questions.
1991 was the release of Smells Like Teen Spirit. Just give us a 90s song that you love.
I'm just bad at thinking of songs from the 90s. Like, who are some, trying to think the 90s. What grade was I probably in?
Please move on. Skipping this.
Wannabe by Spice Girls.
I'm offended.
Bye Bye Bye. I don't know. I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
Bye 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 was not the 90s, I don't think. I'm pretty sure Bye 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 was
Traded All
2000?
Part 2 by Fab and Diddy. Was that?
2001?
That was my song back in the day.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, that's good.
Brooklyn's Finest.
Real quick.
I got to say some songs, you know.
Real quick on Jalen.
Okay.
These mistakes, to me, are one of three different things. But actually, only two, because the mistakes have been going on for a long time. They are a skill issue. He does not have the ability to see what he needs to see and therefore makes mistakes, or bad.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Decisions in that he is making bad choices for a different reason. I've talked about, you know, the desire to make big plays, to put, you know, everybody on your back.
To earn the contract, to
be considered in the same level as the other players in your offense. And I thought of this, I was watching Brock Purdy last night, who I thought looked actually really good last night, who has most of the credit for Purdy has been given to the system and the star players around him. And he has been able to just sort of not let that affect his play. So either it's Jalen is incapable or unwilling. And I guess that I don't know that you know that answer, but I wonder where that answer lies.
So having rewatched the game a few times, and specifically those interceptions, I think the issue on those interceptions is the arm talent. If you think of the interception in the end zone to AJ, I was there live. I thought AJ was wide open. The second he threw it, I was like, this is a touchdown. You rewatch the tape. AJ is wide open. The issue is Jalen just doesn't put enough on the ball, and so it floats up there, and Jair Alexander is able to get it.
Well, he also threw it a little late, and if he had stayed in the pocket, he could have.
Yes,
because AJ was open earlier, I think, than when he threw it.
Yeah. But the issue is Jalen doesn't have the arm. Like Anthony Richardson's 65-yard touchdown. That's an arm that makes up for mistakes, right? That's probably not a smart throw. You're slipping in the pocket. You're chucking it down the field. That is not a throw that if you make it a bunch of times is going to go well. Jalen has a good enough arm where he can make all the throws when they're there to be made and guys are open and he's on schedule. Jalen's arm isn't good enough to make up for his mistakes. So when he's going to the sideline, he throws it across his body. I'm okay with the throw. AJ's open. The problem is he doesn't throw it hard enough there. And then the first interception, same thing. You have Devontae going down the middle. Now, McKinney makes a good play, but he just doesn't have the arm to make up for a bad read.
Well, but there is for sure, I agree with that, but then there's the decision to make the throw when you make the throw, as opposed to, you know, the end of his career, Peyton Manning didn't have much of an arm.
Exactly.
I don't think, you know, Peyton Manning, but Peyton Manning put the ball where the player was going, as opposed to waiting till the player was open and then throwing the ball, which I think if you rewatch both of those plays, Devontae was matched up on a linebacker very early.
Yeah, it's not a bad read.
No,
yeah.
But the throw's late based on his arm. So I think there is, he has to be aware of, think of a statue, Kirk Cousins, right? Kirk Cousins can't run. Kirk Cousins is not going to try to outrun somebody because he knows he's too slow to outrun somebody. So Jalen's got to be more aware of what his capability is and what his arm is, which will keep him out of situations like that.
So I guess to your question, it's probably a combination of both, but I would lean more it is a skill thing than he's out there thinking, I'm going to make this throw because I got a 250. Like, I think Jalen's issue is more physical than it is a mentality. That makes sense.
Interesting.
I don't really see how that matches. He has to have a belief that he thinks he can make that throw. That's a mentality. That's his mentality. He believes he can make that throw. He knows his arm. He knows his limitations as a player. He knows he's not about to outrun a wide receiver, right? Like, so he knows when I say these things, he knows what he can and can't do.
Think about it this way, just as a baseball, you know, metaphor here. If we're talking about Kyle Schwarber, Kyle Schwarber hits a ball to right field and he decides to go for two, even though the guy in right field got the ball quickly, has a good arm. So is that a speed issue or is it a decision-making issue? To me, I'm sort of with Ike.
Yeah,
on
that's
that.
A decision.
It's a decision.
It's a decision, but the throw to AJ was not a bad decision.
It was a bad decision.
So I don't think it was. AJ was open.
Did the ball get intercepted?
Because of the throw. AJ was open. If he makes a better...
That's a yes or no question. Did the ball get intercepted?
It did get intercepted.
Okay, so I didn't ask why it got intercepted because the plain explanation is it got intercepted because he decided to throw the ball there when every quarterback is taught you don't throw the ball across your body in the middle of the field late. That's something you're taught.
I agree with that.
So the moment he decides to run to the right side of the field, the only thing he should be thinking about, unless he's making a decision to play hero ball, listen to me, is throw the ball away or take off running. When you decide to throw the ball late back across your body, you are putting the ball in harm's way. You're lucky if it doesn't get intercepted. That's not something you're teaching guys to do. You know what the coach says if that's an interception? You know what the coach says in the teaching room? We got away with one there. Great play. But that's not going on the teaching reel for me to teach every quarterback to do that. That's what gets Josh Allen in trouble. It's his decision-making and his belief in his talent. That's Jalen saying to himself, I'm going to try to make something happen here. Because a heady quarterback knows where they're at in the game. They know that they are getting points right now. We are in a situation where we're about to get points.
And big points late.
Why am I taking a chance that I don't need to take? It's unnecessary.
So I agree with you that by the textbook, throwing across your body to the middle of the field is maybe Cardinal sin number one for a quarterback. But AJ was open, and he wasn't 40 yards down the field. So I'm okay with him attempting the throw. But it was just such a poor throw that it got intercepted.
I mean, you know why it was a poor throw? Because all of his momentum was going to his right.
Right.
And he's trying to throw the ball back across the field to his left.
I get what you're saying. I'm just saying AJ was open. So watching it live, I understood the throw. Now, you're right. It's not going on a teaching tape. That's not what you're supposed to do. But if he has a special arm, that's a touch.
No. So it's a bad decision.
No, I'm saying, but because he doesn't have a special arm, that's why it was intercepted.
He's set up in the pocket or if he had a chance to plant his feet, set, and then throw.
Right.
It's a great play. When you do it, when you're on the move to the right, there's no way you can have enough velocity on the ball.
I mean, I think Josh Allen, Mahomes, Lamar maybe, like they make that throw. Like that's a touchdown for them.
You know what Lamar did? He tried to make that throw, didn't he? To Xavier Worthy?
He did.
I mean, Zay Flowers?
What, this past week?
It didn't work
out.
He missed him by a mile.
Okay. Well,
the only reason he wasn't intercepted because he threw it out of the back of the end zone.
Because he's got a special arm. He's got the strength to do it. But
that's not the point that you're making. That's not. I
agree with your premise that it's not.
Yes. I don't want to hear is that AJ was open. That's what I don't want to hear. Because that's not the point of the play there. That's making an excuse for a poor decision. That's what that is. That's making an excuse. And I'm tired of seeing it on Twitter. And I'm tired of hearing people make excuses about AJ was open. Well, you know what? If Jalen's feet were planted, he could have made a better throw. He could have got more on the throw.
Yeah, to be clear.
You know why AJ was open? Because everybody was moving to the right and AJ slipped out the back to the left.
Right, right. Look, again, it was a bad play by Jalen. I'm just okay with the throw. He just made a poor throw. I'm not making an excuse for him. Like, it showed his limitations.
I think it's different than a poor throw. It's a throw he isn't physically capable of making, which makes it a bad
which
throw.
Which makes
I
it mean, a poor decision.
I guess in a way they're attached. A decision
it's
versus
a poor
skill.
Decision yeah. on yeah. so many levels. The fact you're in the red zone and you got points to put on the board. It's not what you want your quarterback doing.
I was actually surprised. I saw Baldy saying, hey, if AJ hadn't slipped there,
yeah,
and I'm watching
like,
the same thing.
Well, and AJ
yeah.
slips because the ball isn't going where AJ's expecting
right.
AJ's adjusting to the ball.
The best case scenario, if AJ doesn't slip, is that he knocks it out of the defender's hands, honestly.
Well, so I guess where maybe I'm defending it a little more is I thought he had other throws that I thought were worse. Like the throw on the final drive where he throws it right
to Dotson. The throw to Dot on the left side of the field.
That should have been a pick six.
Yep.
But then the other one on the final drive, we already talked about, but he throws it right to Jaire Alexander when they're driving a kill clock, only up 2 points, I believe, at that point. Like, that's a worse decision to me. Like, you're throwing it into someone that's covered. I agree with you, Ike, you shouldn't throw it across your body. I'm just saying, in that instance of these plays, AJ was wide open. You just have to get it to him. These other ones, he's throwing it into coverage, which make it worse decisions to me.
Bad decision. That he didn't get paid, that he didn't pay for when he threw it to Jahan Dotson.
Yep.
Terrible decision.
Yep.
Throwing the ball. The play was dead. Throw it away. That's trying to do something that you don't need to do. So when he's shown you that several times, why is that play not an indicator of what he already had previously done? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
All you're saying is, well, AJ was open that time.
Well, it's an important piece of information. The guy is wide open in the end zone when making a decision.
There are situations, I would guess, if we look at tape, where there are players that are open almost every play that you do not have the ability to get the ball
yes,
to.
Yes, I agree. Now, so, I think this is not the hardest throw in the world, but yes, I agree that there are players. Now, the other thing with the other
We can't go late. We have Jordan Mulata.
Okay, sorry. I can't see the clock.
Yeah,
so
yes. We can't make Jordan
late.
It's
a shame because I got a good Bryce Huff take.
Yes. Oh, we never even got to the Bryce Huff tech.
Yeah.
Well, it's because you blindsided me with bench Bryce. I didn't know that was coming.
I thought accountability.
Too many Bryce takes.
Yeah.
Too many Bryce takes.
Yeah, you can catch that on High Hopes, available on all the...
Yes. I'm sure they talked all morning on High Hopes about...
Just put my audio in there. On the final out.
Yeah.
and quite frankly, by the way, before we go to break, the more that we don't make excuses, players realize we aren't out here making excuses for them.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
As simple as that. But the more we do the LTBB and come up with an excuse every week, nothing ever changes. Nothing ever changes.
Yeah, I'm not excusing it.
I'm just saying, when we do this, the players have to realize that they can't do that.
Yes, agreed.
Elliot, it is good to have you back from Brazil.
Happy to be back.
Even though I wish you were arrested.
I know you do, buddy.
And I appreciate you coming in wearing a concert t-shirt in your first return, almost as a tribute to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Elliot Shore Parks, you can get the daily Go Birds podcast. It's like 20 minutes, 15 minutes every single morning, plus longer ones after the game, whatever. Just subscribe in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Thank you, Elliot.
Thanks for having me on.
Remember, you can follow Elliot on Twitter.
Threads as well.
At Elliot Shore Parks. Yeah. Okay. Jordan Mailata will get his take on everything. He joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.